Serial murder indictment, a golf expulsion, and alarming immigration enforcement at military bases. Dwight William Roan, 74, was indicted June 10th on 3 new murder counts carrying a special multiple murder circumstance in what prosecutors are describing as an alleged killing spree spanning more than 3 decades across the San Diego region. Roan already faced charges in a 2023 killing in which he allegedly left a man's body near a highway interchange. The 3 new charges relate to cold cases from 1993 and 2000, plus human remains discovered December 5th at a Southcrest property where Roan once lived. The district attorney's office described murders across decades and across the county. If the charges hold, the case could rank among the most extensive alleged killing sprees in county history. In a separate high-profile development, Golf Digest reported that Phil Mickelson has been expelled from the Farms Golf Club, located approximately 25 miles northeast of downtown San Diego, following allegations of non-consensual physical contact with a female employee in the spring. According to the report, Mickelson approached the employee at the clubhouse and made inappropriate contact before a round. She reported the incident to supervisors. The club investigated, and Mickelson was confronted on the course and asked to leave mid-round. The Farms issued a statement confirming this individual is no longer a member without naming Mickelson specifically. His spokesperson said any misunderstanding has been cleared up and that Mickelson is attending to a family health matter. Mickelson, 55, is a 6-time major champion and had played only 1 tournament in 2026 prior to the incident. KPBS is reporting a concerning surge in immigration enforcement at San Diego military base entrances, including Camp Pendleton, since President Trump returned to office in January 2025. Immigration attorneys describe cases of legal contractors and family members of active duty service members being detained during routine visits or contract work. Lawyers are also raising accusations that immigration courts are conducting what they characterize as sham bond hearings, with judges reportedly setting bond amounts previously reserved for internationally wanted criminals. The implications for military families and the contractors supporting base operations are described as potentially far-reaching.